I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over the last 2 years, forced church closures have been on the rise in Algeria. Recently, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom raised concerns over Algeria's treatment of Christians, particularly the forced closures of at least 12 evangelical Protestant churches. Weighing in on the situation is Patrick Murphy with I Found the Truth.
We have seen pictures and even videos of police coming in and closing down churches, believers being in prayer meetings, and they're forcibly dragged out and the doors are locked for good. And so, I mean, this is a bad thing. Of course, it's a terrible thing. And these pictures and videos are going around the Middle East and now around the West.
But the circulation of these images and videos is generating prayer. Please pray for the protection and encouragement of the Algerian church. And while American kids in the early 2000s grew up watching Disney, their counterparts in North Africa and the Middle East tuned into Sat7 Kids. The Christian Kids Channel continues today through Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. These programs are now accessible worldwide via the Sat7 app and creating connections in unexpected places. One encounter with an employee at a Florida Middle Eastern eatery stands out in the mind of Sat7's Dennis Weens.
So I opened up the Sat7 Kids app, and he says, I used to watch that channel when I was a kid in Beirut. It's just amazing, opening the Sat7 app opened up a conversation. And here we found this incredible story.
Please pray for the continued influence of Sat7 programs. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.